Lainey Cook's voice is her livelihood.
Remember when life was simple? All you had to worry about was 3 square meals a day, and you knew what to eat just by the way it tasted.
She's been voicing radio and television commercials since the 1960s, and she can be heard on talking books.
The rain darkened her stocking as she stepped from the car. A gust of wind blew her hair upward from her neck. She had come from the plane and was even now forgetting the ride from the airport.
Though her name is seldom attached to it, you've probably heard that voice often enough to make it sound familiar. But Cook has other vocal talents.
With a song in my heart, I behold your adorable face. Just a song at the start, but it soon is a hymn to your grace.
You know, this is my first CD. And although I've been singing and performing for a long time, it's taken me a long time to get to this point to actually be able to do this the way I wanted to do it.
The CD is called Here's to Life, and here's the way she wanted to do it. Get some top-notch musicians and record an album of ballads, standards by the likes of Rodgers and Hart and Hoagy Carmichael, along with more contemporary material. It's a project she's dreamed about for a very long time. Growing up in Minneapolis, Lainey Cook sang on the radio for the first time when she was only 7. And in the early 1950s, she won a talent contest that took her to New York City.
It was simply stunning. The noise, the traffic. I mean, I don't know why anyone would think that that was wonderful, but at 11 and 12, I really did. I thought, this is the most exciting place I've ever been, and this is where I want to be. And from that time on, all I ever really wanted to do was to live in New York.
Make my bed and light the light. I'll arrive late tonight. Blackbird, bye-bye.
You were thinking Broadway.
I was thinking Broadway, but I got into commercials, and I got married, and it was the 60s, and I was having more fun at home than I would have on the road, so here I stayed.
My favorite song on this recording sounds like a Broadway song, and it's not. It's The Shining Sea.
We loved The Shining Sea. He gathered seashells there for me, his hands, his strong brown hands.
Yeah, isn't that a lovely song? That's Peggy Lee and Johnny Mandel, and it's from a film.
The Russians are coming.
Yeah.
The other one I like is another ballad, which is not to say the swinging tunes are not great, but I love Bourbon Rain.
Bourbon Rain, fall on me and wash away my sorrow. Help me find some peace of mind. And come again tomorrow.
Bourbon Rain was written by Dick Shreve, who is my wonderful, gifted accompanist in Los Angeles.
It's Magic, a Jill Stein, Sammy Kahn song, which I think would be difficult to sing.
You sigh, the song begins. You speak and I hear violins. It's magic. The stars desert the skies, rush to nestle in your eyes. It's magic.
I like to think of song lyrics as conversations, little internal conversations, external conversations, an audience suddenly coming upon a singer in the middle of something, and you feel as if you're witnessing something real happening.
When the little bluebird, who has never said a word, starts to sing, spring, spring.
You know, Let's Do It has a lot of words, and Cole Porter was such an incredible lyricist. His ability to make a phrase different and his use of language was so extraordinary that you really don't ever want to say one word incorrectly. You really want to say everything he absolutely put down on that piece of paper without error.
I like how you did the verse at the top. It's one of those where if you were doing it in a club, the audience would be going, "What the heck is she doing?" And just about that time, you swing into the melody.
Yeah.
And that's why birds do it, bees do it, even educated fleas do it. Let's do it, let's fall in love.
Well, you still need the commercials. I mean, this is a tough way to make a living.
This is a very tough way to make a living, and commercials, and I also, at this point, do a lot of teaching and coaching of other performers who are interested in learning how to do commercials. So the advertising business has been very good to me. I feel very fortunate.
I'm thinking of the rate at which both jazz clubs and jazz radio stations are disappearing.
Much too quickly. The urge and the need to keep this music alive is, you know, not small. It lives somehow. It can't compete against rock and roll or hip hop or anything else, but it's there. It's still alive, and it ain't dead yet.
Singer Lainey Cook. Her CD is called Here's to Life. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.
Hey, you. What's love doing to you? Looks like you could be like